God. Hallelujah. 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 Semina Bala. Preske for Tabaleova. Hallelujah. 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 Give you glory. Excellent God, the author and the perfecter of our faith, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Make sure you are holding nothing from him. Nothing back from him. In Jesus' name, we have prayer. Now we need to interpret what just happened right now. The Lord will help us interpret what just happened right now. Father, unlock the heavens. Unlock the heavens. Unlock the heavens. God will speak today. Let your spirit begin to descend upon your people. Give utterance to your anointing. Give utterance to your anointing. Give utterance to your anointing. Let the tongue of men and women be loose. Let the pure rivers that flow from the realm of God begin to overflow the hearts of men. I release, I unlock the power of prophecy over this house tonight. I unlock that power. I unlock that power. I unlock that power. I unlock that power. Yes. Yes, let it come strong. Let it come like a river, 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 like a river. Yes, the power of prophecy, the spirit of prophecy over this house. Sobena telaba. Sobena tata baskaba. Mighty utterance from the realm of God. By two immutable things, wherein it is impossible for God to lie. The stream be unlocked. Let the stream be unlocked. Now, for those of you that are ourselves, please gather what they are saying. Gather them. Let the river flow, Lord. Do not hold back. Do not hold back. Do not hold back. The spirit and the power of prophecy. I command the tongue of men to be loose. Let the tongue of the sons of men be loose. Ushers, please gather what they are saying for me. Gather what they are saying. Gather it. Gather what they are saying. Gather the utterances. Father, let the fountain break. Let the fountain cover several. Cantos abalatakeso. Maka fata basata babo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come. There are seven people. There are seven people upon which the spirit of prophecy has descended. Seven. Others, gather what they are saying for me. Gather what they are saying. Gather their utterances for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please, ushers, help me pick the utterances. Pick the utterances. Pick the utterances. Pick the utterances. Pick the utterances for me. A spiritual bomb will explode in this place today. A bomb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now bring the utterances for me. Gather all of them. I have one here. Gather them for me. When the river, when there's a movement in heaven, God releases the grace among men for us to know that there is a movement. Then by the gift of prophecy, utterances from heaven, the insight comes to us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. There is somebody that came here, from what I see, he looks like a lady. And that lady is the only lady that has heard back that which God has spoken into her spirit. One lady. She's here. And as I speak now, there's a rumbling on the tummy. There's a rumbling. There's a rumbling. There's a rumbling. Because God will not accept that anything that he has uttered will be heard back. Father, let your hand descend strong. Bring her for me. You see, what just took place is what we call a spiritual ceremony. A spiritual ceremony. There are times when God interrupts the normal proceedings of things in order for him to make himself manifest, grant more insight and revelation, so that the watchers that stand in their offices on earth can adjust and implement the new policies coming out of heaven. A spiritual ceremony is a ceremony that makes things go on record in the realm of the spirit. God comes into the midst of his people and he orchestrates a quickening by his spirit, and some things go into record and become a memorial, such that if God will have to move in a particular place, he will begin from where he stopped the last time. It's a spiritual ceremony. On a day like that, when that kind of comes upon a particular congregation, you need to choose your words wisely, because they will go on record. That is such a day when your sermon you prepared from home is no longer relevant. Because the voice that renovates the spirit realm and the natural has begun to speak. And all we need to do is to create the pathway, gather the stones out, so that his voice can come to us expressly and his spirit can represent the present revelation position of heaven accurately and precisely. It is a day when the words you speak, angels will take it and bear record. And it will be in heaven as a memorial. You know, those days we did not understand such times. And when God shows up like that, those days, we still want to preach our sermon. On the congregational level like this, the gift of prophecy is very relevant, because we are short of insight and short of revelation. And many times we do not have the accurate coordinates of where to strike per time, when to wait, when to stand, when to run. And the Holy Spirit in his ministry to help our infirmities, he comes once and again and unveils his mind. Hallelujah. Now let's take the few that have come. Then we'll continue in the proceedings. Hallelujah. I remember there was a meeting like that in the city of Kano that we held together. And the power and the spirit of intercession was so intense. Now please, ushers, go to the office. All the seats in the office, you bring them out. Bring them out. And some people should sit on the technical seat. All the brethren in the technical crew, part of your service to Jesus today is standing. Okay, so the technical people, you stand. Let the people outside come in. Hallelujah. Now, don't stand yet until somebody is ready, willing to carry your seat. Amen. You can usher them to the seats here in front. When spiritual ceremonies take place, we need to understand what God is emphasizing. Sometimes he can unveil a strategy, the next line of action, the next emphasis of the spirit. Bible reveals that the Spirit of God helpeth our infirmities. By default, by creation, we were created to be limited, so as to create the inevitable possibility of us to ultimately live lives that are totally dependent on the will of God. You may not actually see your limitation when you are doing physical things. Maybe you are in the office, you are on the farm. Your limitation may not be obvious, but when we begin to do spiritual business, our limitations become quite clear, quite obvious. That's when you will see the fact that you are limited in knowledge, because the spirit realm operates by a strong bond of secrecy. And when God people come to the presence of God and forget about themselves and minister to God. It is in his character to unveil things that are hidden. Now, as he begins to unveil things that are hidden, the reason for his doing that is to make up for infirmities. As you are sitting now, you don't know the emphasis of your life. Just like if you are riding a manual up gear vehicle, or a manual vehicle that has the manual option, and you engage gear one and you fire, you know at some point you need to engage gear two, especially when the sound begins to change. But in the automatic vehicle knows when to exactly administer the change. You know, that's the difference. So you may not know, you might like them when, meanwhile you are wearing the engine. That's how we are. We don't know when to engage. And except we receive the Spirit's help, limitations will become obvious. Hallelujah. So there are times when we wait for the Lord, for the Holy Spirit to come breathe upon us, to take us beyond our and to impart among us the revelation of God. Amen. It is the gift of prophecy that furnishes this. It's very important in corporate worship. And that's why Paul says we should not forbid prophesying. Even people that are learning, don't forbid them. At least we that are more mature can know the one that God said and the one that came by flesh. Don't be afraid of it. He said, do not forbid prophesying. Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. Pastor Enoch, you can sit here. Get your thing, sit. You can sit here. Please get settled in. Let all the ushers, all the seats in the offices, bring them. And if the seats are exhausted, our people should begin to stand up so that the other people can sit down. And so we are going to go through the few things we have been able to pick from the realm of the Spirit. It's under the influence of the sovereign move of God that you see a beauty being made manifest. And that beauty is the fact that Hallelujah. Okay. Now, many of us are not used to the spontaneous move of God. When God decides that he will not use just a vessel, but he will use many vessels. And when you see prophecy come out accurately, they are never contradictory. There have been meetings where several vessels from different places began to utter the mind of God. And sometimes this prophecy is a continuation of this one, When you put all together, you see the full picture. Sometimes it's one thing spoken in different ways. And then you will see the sovereignty of God. You cannot doubt the power of God. It was Jesus that was speaking. He said, you err not knowing the scriptures and what? And the power of God. These are such moments that the power of God is put on display. And you begin to wonder, these people did not consult before the meeting, but their utterances are complementary. It's the power of God. And as we move and journey into the light more and more, sovereign things like that take place. Sovereign things. I found out that it's not the number of people that attend a meeting that makes it a sovereign time. It is what the people came to do and how desperate they were to see God do that which they were trusting him to do that makes a meeting qualify. You guys can be in school for a night prayer. Only 7 people attended. And then God now said, that's the day I want to come. And those seven people cannot stop the prayer again. Prayer was supposed to end for 1 hour, 30 minutes. Have you experienced those kind of things? Even though that meeting was done in the cover of darkness and we did not know in town. But everyone that is connected to the mainstream of God's operation in the territory benefited from that your prayer. Whether they knew where that thing came from or not, we all benefited because you were not doing it just for yourself. It was a sovereign move of God that was attracted to the ground. In sovereign times like that, God brings about diverse kinds of emphasis, diverse kinds of speaking. Hallelujah. And I believe that today, God is not through with us yet. Now, sometimes God peeps into the future. And it's unfortunate for you as a man when you have no clue of what your future holds. The gift of prophecy is that machinery by which God can give us a look into things that are yet to come. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. On a congregational level like this, the gift of prophecy can be one of the most significant gifts that we can enjoy as a congregation. The most important gift is a gift you need at a particular time. I'm just saying that on a congregational level, like a man that is sick needs healing at that time. On a congregational level, one of the best and the greatest things that finds expression is when the gift of prophecy is in operation. And so when we are in a spiritual ceremony that is powered by the sovereignty of God, what I'm doing is educating us so that those of us that are not conversant with this kind of stuff can understand that there is no evil spirit operating here. It is God. Amen. It's God. It's just God. You see, listen carefully. All these things he said were not from him. Every time in a service when somebody speaks in tongues like this, this one must be interpreted. This one. Are you following? This is a mystery has been uttered. It's just like when a trumpet in heaven, it was a trumpet that was blown. Then on earth, it is a mystery. Like I'm telling you, somebody will prophesy among us, but I'm teaching you first. I'm holding the tap and teaching you, you know, what is happening. After this kind of thing happens, what is happening now is that the spirit of prophecy is hovering. And maybe you have never prophesied before. You will be amazed what will happen today. Hallelujah. That's a service that have moved away from the authority of the preacher. God is the one coordinating it. You know, when we were still, we didn't understand, we force ourselves to preach on a day like this. And then we'll go home. This peace of God has left us. If God should give somebody an utterance like this, it means that the message that will follow is a mystery. It's a message that none of us know. Are you with me? Oh, you are not with me. Now, the utterance has not finished. It has not finished. That's not finished. Now, if you know that is not all of the tongue he spoke. Are you with me? This is not the full interpretation of the tongue he spoke. Because if God moves a man to speak in tongue, The product of it must be what? A mystery. Must be something we do not know. Now he has started the utterance. I'm God. There is no one like me. We know that one. So the utterance has not finished. We are going to pray for 5 minutes. When we pray for 5 minutes, the utterance will come, the full utterance. Are you still with me? The utterance has started, but it is God's will for it to be completed through somebody else. Now, can you bow your head for prayers? Please, as you are praying, be alert in the spirit. Whether or not you have moved in the gift of prophecy before. The Lord said, I will come like a mighty warrior. He said, I will come with power in my hand. Now this one now is a mystery now. It's a mystery. I will come with power in my hand. I will come with power in my hand. I will come with power in my hand. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen to me. Somebody can come under the gift of prophecy and begin to utter words and say, I am the Lord, do not be afraid. That's prophecy. But when the person goes into tongues, what must come forth thereafter is not just simple prophecy, a mystery, something we don't know. Are you with me? You understand that? That's the difference between prophecy and tongues and interpretation. If it has entered into tongues, it must bear what? A mystery. If the mystery has not yet come and you are the coordinating minister of the service, look for it. Don't go and take John chapter 4. No. Look for that mystery. The mystery must come. Hallelujah. The mystery must what? So he said, I am the Lord. We know that. That's not a mystery. But he said, I will come. That's God's intention. We didn't know he wanted to come. And then he now went further to tell us how he will come. He will come with power in his hand. That is a mystery. Did you know that God wants to come? Pastor Victor, that one is a mystery. It's beyond your mind. It's beyond your mind. That's how God operates. And in a proper apostolic service, people should not be afraid to function in the gift of the Spirit. In fact, they should be encouraged. If they move in the flesh, no problem. We will say, okay, this aspect of this thing was from the flesh. From this one, this was the only thing God said. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid. Some of you, God gives you a word and then you are asking, what is not true? That's not your responsibility. You do what is coming. Is it your problem? God said, tell that crippled man to stand up now. He said, oh boy. See, you are. Tell the crippled man to what? And if you don't tell the crippled man to stand up, he will be crippled for life. And that's why people in the body of Christ have to be developed to a point where they understand the movements of God in their spirit.
We must become used to spiritual things and know how to judge it. Not that we are afraid of it. Are you with me? When a boy, somebody died and the Holy Spirit spoke to me, he said, she will live again. That was enough for me. And she lived again. But not everybody that dies that the Holy Ghost is raising. If there's no express word in your spirit, there's another option. Alright? The other option is, you put the person on the ground, then we begin to pray for hours. When we begin to pray for hours, we will know after like 1-2 hours whether God wants to. That's the next option. If that one doesn't work, go for burial. She will leave again. I pray that the people of God will come out so powerful that you will understand how God drops things in your brain to obey them. That's how the power of God is released. You hear God and you obey Him. In order for the world to believe our God, a man must what? Hear God, believe Him enough to obey Him. Please help me preach that to your neighbor. Hear God. Believe Him enough and obey Him. This is the voice of God. The battle will be long, and the victory will come. And will last and stay. Seeing that I'm formed. Found youth in Benue. If you will not fail me, then I will stand to be represented by you and perform that which I have planned aforetime through you. The east to the north shall the battle rage. And victory shall come through my strength in arm. For I have owed strength among you and your young mistresses. I am the Lord your God, and I will perform my word. God is a God of battle. Many Christians know Him as Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissi. But only few of us know Him as Jehovah, the man of war. In fact, God is so a God of battle that when He fights, He always instructs that a record of His battles, of His victories be kept. He doesn't just fight. No. During the fighting, there's a chronicler that will be on the field with script and quail. Because he wants a record of all his battles to be kept in the archives. There are a few people he conscripts into his army. And when you have been conscripted into the army of God, you are like an angel in the natural. See, it's better for you not to be part of God's army. Because when angels rebelled against God, they became what? Demons. The reason why Saul lost his kingdom was not because he committed a sin that God could not forgive. Saul lost his kingdom because he disobeyed a direct order. Now, see, when you are conscripted into the army of God, it is expected that you had learned the basic lessons. That you will no longer live for yourself, you will live for God till death. And the only way you can prove that you are living for God till death is that you are living to serve the will of God. That's what consecration is. Consecration is a basic requirement of one conscripted into the army. At any point in time that you are found doing something contrary to instructions, you don't only lose your calling. You don't only lose your place. You will not lose your salvation. But you will lose your relevance in God's scheme of things. And you will not die before you see the person that will replace you. It is better not to be in the army. The next one I want to say is the type I say that persecution will come on me. But we are in the army. There are many pastors in this town who have lost their mandate. But you see, God will not close down the church. Because at least from that platform, the gospel is being preached. Even if the gospel is fake, but Jesus, somebody can give his life to Christ under that atmosphere. So something suffering can still happen from that pulpit, and somebody will be saved. So God won't shut it down. But the mandate that makes it, you are not with me. Why? Because the person once upon a time was conscripted to be a soldier, and he had violated a direct order. Are you with me? So it's better to be a civilian in this matter. Because if you are going to be a soldier, you must understand the rules of engagement. You have lost the right to your own personal life. The meaning that your personal life holds is in the field of service to the will of God. Saul knew that. Because the major problem in the army is what? It's loyalty. As a civilian, you can break the laws of loyalty and you are still relevant. But as a soldier, when you have broken the law of loyalty, what happens is that a firing squad is conducted. Because your act of disloyalty has affected the hearts of many people. You are a virus, a cancer. You should be shot. So God will always make you as an example. If you are part of his army and you decide to disobey what? A direct. You will be preserved. Your disobedience has preservation of life attached to it. So that you can watch how God will put you aside and give you long life to see the next person. I know you have not heard it as hard as this. That's why all of us cannot be in the soldier. All of us cannot be in the army. There are many metaphors of the Christian in the Bible. The Christian is seen as an athlete. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Where Paul now said, first of all, there is a goal. Are you with me? Paul said that I beat my body. I put it under subjection. He's talking about a believer as an athlete. Just like the athlete trains. You know what happened? Uniagric Taekwondo was the best. Uniagric Taekwondo. Because they use over age. Over age and overweight. And then 2 weeks to the competition, the coach puts them on dry fasting. Their weight will decrease by force. And then the day they come for weighing, they are exactly on point. Then the coach takes them back and they eat small and they train hard with dry fasting. When the guys came, those days, so you know, there were some guys then. Those days, when they come for competition, they break people's leg. They break people's. There was one guy in BSU like that. He moves with a limp because he was a Taekwondo man. It was in that competition. A short man for Uniagric broke his leg there. We knew that. Why? That young man, they did not understand. He said, he that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. In order for you to gain mastery of one thing, you have to regulate. It affects your eating, If you are married, it will affect sex. It will affect your sleeping. Why? Because again, you want to gain mastery in one thing. You must know the formula of regulating other things. And that was the teaching that Paul gave us when he was trying to illustrate the believer as what? A Christian. As an athlete. You will come to a point where you gain mastery of your appetites. And you know how to fold them like a mat and put them on the hanger. Are you with me? I was doing counseling the one time, long ago. And somebody told me that, Kai, this counseling, you don't know the person, so don't use your mind. He said, every night, he must look for his wife. So he's wondering what will happen if his wife travels. Now the point is this: he doesn't understand the way of the athlete. That appetite, you will fold it like a mat and hang it. Because he that striveth for the mastery must be temperate. What? In all things. When you see a believer that talks too much, he has not gained mastery of his spirit. Spiritual mastery of the spirit realm will affect your talking, your sleeping, your eating. Because you are exercising in order for you to have the greatest advantage. And it's in the spirit that you can attain to your greatest potential. Not as a Christian as an athlete. The Christian as a warrior. In fact, the Christian as a soldier. In fact, the scripture actually eliminated some people from the category. From the beginning. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, that strength he's talking about. Now, Joshua is tall and strong. His son now can go and cause trouble and stand at his back and say, your head is big! Because he knows that Joshua is... So he's strong in Joshua. That's what it means. In spiritual warfare, you are not strong in yourself. You are strong. That means you take advantage of the Lord. If you have not yet known how to take advantage of the Lord, don't join that category. He went further to screen others. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That scripture has two meanings. First meaning is the one you know. We are wrestling against people. Spirits without bodies. Spiritual personalities without physical bodies. Those are the people that we are wrestling with. Are you with me? That's number one. That's the one you know. I hope you know that wrote 1 Corinthians is a Paul that wrote Ephesians. Is it true? So in order for us to get the fullness on that subject, we need to find out every scripture that speaks about this. Because it's the same Paul that said we wrestle not blood, that said I beat my body and I put it under subjection. So what does it mean? Is it not the same Paul? Paul is saying he's wrestling. With what? With his own body. And then he said we wrestle not against what? What he's trying to say is that people that are still wrestling with flesh and blood, with their body, they are not getting mastery over it. They are not tools for warfare. Because by the time you start warfare, the first attack you are going to receive, the devil will take advantage of your appetite, your flesh. If you have not dealt with that anger, he will ruin your warfare and create an atmosphere of attack through the anger that you cannot control. You don't understand. I should stop there now because you have not understood yet. Hallelujah. You have not, mammon is still your God. Money is still your God. And you have not dealt with that appetite, your dependence on money. As you start spiritual warfare, he will dry your account. The first bank will make withdrawal from your account without. It has not happened to you before. I went to the ATM to charge recharge my phone. That's what made me stop using ATM to recharge my phone. And I imputed one big money. The team withdrew, and there was no sign. And there was no place I could go to make my claims. When those kind of things happen to you, check, are you in spiritual warfare? You will find out that your warfare is what is playing out now. And a man that has not gained mastery in how to manage the realm of appetites cannot fight for long. Because the devil will touch something that will shut him down. Are you still with me? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the Lord. Surprisingly, the Christian armor cannot work in isolation. It must work when you are put on all. It can't work. Only helmet of salvation doesn't work. It put on what? That means God is saying, if you are not ready for this stringent formula, don't apply. Hallelujah. The way Ephesians chapter 6 puts it is such that you need to put on the armor before the battle comes. Not that you, when the battle comes, you begin to put the armor. Put it on before battle time. Unfortunately, even if you decide that you don't want to fight, it doesn't exclude you from the army. Unfortunately. Because the devil will bring warfare to your doorstep. Whether you come to the pulpit and say, devil, I'm not in this fight. Unfortunately. It would have been more wonderful if we can make choices on that matter. Because the requirements to be in the spiritual army are so elaborate. And they are uncompromising. There is no but there, or if, or whether. It's all straight cut instructions. Straight cut. Uncompromising instructions. When you are conscripted in the glorious army, you are like an angel in the natural. There are consequences for direct disobedience and rebellion. And so God speaks about an army. An army of young people. With whom his kingdom will be established within our territory. Hallelujah. It is when he spoke about the Christian as a soldier that he said, endure hardness. As what? A soldier of Christ. If God gives you a mandate and you are going to establish his purpose somewhere, know that you are going to suffer. You must have master's degree in enduring and managing suffering. I know this one is not popular anymore. But even Jesus himself was called a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. He had master's degree in managing suffering. And that's the way he altered the path, so your own cannot be different. You know, the Christianity we have received today is a succulent type. Succulent. A man with pot belly too can preach it. It's succulent. It's succulent. And preachers, no, I won't change it. Preachers make the people think that they will not suffer again. And so the preacher tries to maintain a particular status quo. A car range, a dress code, just to live in the psychology of the hype that is preaching. You don't, you are hallelujah. The preacher tries terribly to make the people know that you have gone beyond suffering. You can't suffer again. Bad things cannot happen to you. They stole my car in Lagos. Before they stole it, God told me that your car is going. 2 days, I told my wife. He said, don't pray, don't look for it, you will not find it. Don't report it in the police. The police will not see it. Just, and he didn't say, when you endure, I will come. And no, he didn't promise anything. He just said, just take note, the car will go. Meanwhile, it was a test. The devil, God and the devil were talking about me. And they gave me minimal information so that my heart will be tried before them. When I woke up, my wife said, the car is not there. I said, let's sleep first. In the morning, we'll discuss this matter. Then when I woke up in the morning, I said, nobody will talk about this car in this house again. That was the end. Because I don't need the car to add to the sense of my being. My security is in Christ Jesus. Whether I'm on a bike, in a bus, in a jeep, doesn't make any difference. Jesus is Lord. If you need a car to add to the sense of your being, please join the line for deliverance. If you are not whole and full and perfect in your now by Jesus Christ, you need to go through deliverance. We didn't discuss that car again. Hallelujah. Then I now learned how to enter to hop on bikes in Lagos until they now gave a law that no bike. Ah! Then I learned how to board Molue. One day I wanted to come down, I fell down. Pa, I dusted myself and I continued. Because human beings too, they fall. You are not. Human beings too fall. What are you talking? If we draw our security from any other thing other than Christ, we have become fake, weak, and wicked. Meanwhile, it is God's intention that the nations of the world will come to this same land and carry the accurate template of Christianity that has been lost the world over. We have the responsibility to preserve bread without leaving. So please don't be offended. This is how the voice of God sounds. It's not always sweet. It hits you at some points. Sometimes so that you can adjust. Because what God wants to build in this land, many nations will come and see it and copy the template. Hallelujah. Who told you that bad things don't happen to good people? They do. But, and listen to me, faith doesn't make anything easy. Faith just makes it possible. Doesn't make it easy. Because most of you have a false perspective that things should be easy. No! That's not it. It was not easy for Jesus. Imagine 39 stripes with a Roman scourge. Was that easy? You don't know what a Roman scourge is. It's car is hostile that is dried. And then they put it in gum. And then they put bottle on it and it sticks. And when the scourge goes around you and they draw it, it goes with you. That's why I say by stripes, it forms stripes. Like the zebra stripes. You don't understand that scripture when he said, when we shall look upon him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. It means that the configuration of his human countenance was utter. Was that easy? Faith just makes it possible. And if there's no man of faith in your family is in a circle of woes. Hallelujah. I'm just giving you the tips so that you will know that being a warrior is not an option. Every ground we possess is what we are ready to fight for. If you are not ready to fight yet, then it means you can manage, control under demons. It's our responsibility to bring the government of God into manifestation. And it is when the government of God is established that you see the will of God is done naturally. And some people will have to be established on earth to enforce the government and to establish the government of God. Are you with me? So the Lord speaks about warriors. He speaks about a long battle. We need to prepare ourselves for the journey. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody said, in the hand of the Lord. No, I'm reading, sorry. This is what the utterance. So in the hand of the Lord, there is a cup. And the wine is red. It is full of mixture. And pours out the same. Now, who wrote this? Come and read. Okay.
It dropped into your spirit.
All right.
Psalm 75, verse 8 to 10. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture. And he poured out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted.
When the scripture speaks about the horns, it's talking about authority. That is in response to the prayer that we uttered yesterday night, today morning. It means that there's going to be a change of authority. That is what it means when we say a new city will come into the land. You see, God has given us that promise long time ago. It's upon that promise that we are standing. It's upon that promise that our faith is based. And the horns of the wicked will be cut off. And in his place, the horns of righteousness will spring forth. But first, God will serve a red wine. Hallelujah. He will serve what? He will give the wine to both the righteous and the wicked. The same wine will make the horn of the righteous established. The same wine will cut off the wicked. You know, the Bible says that the Lord shall be a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. And a spirit of strength to them that sit in the seat of strength and judgment. Same God. That is what? Crown of glory will be strength to some and judgment to some. The same God. It won't change. In the same appearance, he is both strength and judgment at the same time. Hallelujah. These are mysteries that are unveiled. The mind of God. He said, I just opened the spirit of worship. Come up hither to my holy mountain. I will do a new thing. I am breaking forth. This one should come first. Because this is telling us that we were gaining ascendancy. This one follows. There's battle. Then this one now tells us the end of the battle. The horns of the wicked will be what? Every time there are multiple prophecies, put them together, you can find the first, second, the third, the fourth. It will be a story, and the mind of God will be unveiled. Are you still with me? Hallelujah. The spontaneous, the sovereignty of God goes to war. In the next few minutes, we are going to take a prayer. And as we are praying, first of all, we start from your own unit of existence. You start from your life, your own personal life. Then from your personal life, we move to your family. Then from your family, we move to your village where you were born. Start moving on. We move to our country. We move to our continent. Can we do that now? Now, I want you to lift one prayer point of your life up to the Lord. You can sit, you can stand. Anyone that is most comfortable for you, no problem. Not compulsory that you need to stand upon your feet. The God that we call upon is a God that is true, that is faithful, that is righteous. And it's our responsibility as believers to make him known so that people will stop searching and come into the glory that he has furnished. Hallelujah. Can you lift that point in your life, that point? Now, please, it's not time to move around. Okay, if you want to go, go now. Stop prayer first. Stop prayer. If you want to go, you can go now. Let's give you 5 minutes to go so that you will not disrupt the meeting. Okay, since you have not gone, don't trouble us. Amen. Start. Pick one point, not two, not three, just a point. Lift it to God. You will see the power of God today. Lift your point. Prayer point. Begin to talk to God about. Begin to talk to God about it right now. Begin to talk to God about it right now, right now, right now, right now. Is it your health? Is it your finances? Is it your marital life? Is it your spiritual life? You are pegged on a spot. And you have desired to make progress in the spirit. But you have found yourself under lock and key. Held back and held down by a wisdom that you have not yet known. It's your time to get alone with God. It's your time to get alone with the Lord Jesus. Motel Gara Hasala. Mapra Sate Bobori Makate Dahi. Have you been weak in your prayers? Be strong for 2 weeks. You are weak for 2 weeks. And the spiritual graph of your life is. It's an undulating graph. Up and down. You can contact the grace of God right now. You can contact the help of God right now. You can contact the help of God right now. Oh God. Is God revealing things to you that you know you don't have the human ability to fulfill? You can ask him for grace. You can ask him for strength. Mando sakapata barahada. Membra saita kaseko barahabate. Has God given you an assignment that you have not been able to fulfill? Right now, you can talk to him and ask him for grace. Have you been having experiences from the Holy Ghost that you have not been able to interpret? You don't understand. A strange burning comes upon your right hand when you are high in spirit and you want to know what it means. This is the time. This is the time. Endo marande saiza. Ikapata barahasata planta babuya. Zebre na kasketombre lohota bakabalanta baboria masanta babaranese. Ibrahima Santa Baboria Cabera Sande
Robaski vanata bahanta baboria. Robaski sesena hantelia. Robaski samante koparanda baboria. Robala habaila saketonde. Late baraski brandale. Robakasketa balaha. Oh Lord, we ask for your grace. We ask for your grace. Mereka paranda baboria. Shando mabrasketa bare. Roka basanta bale nakate hombe. Father, we call upon your name. We call upon your name right now. I'm seeing somebody seated here. You are feeling so insufficient right now. So insufficient. We can ask God for the impartation of grace. You are not insufficient. God has called you. He has put his hand upon you. He has spoken his word over your life. You cannot be in despair. You cannot be discouraged, because the Spirit of God is upon you. His hand is upon you. He speaks your name right now. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Marakata Babariama Santa Babara. Are you a parent? And there's a particular child of yours that has been a burden. And you have tried, you have prayed, you have trusted God. Tonight is your night. Do not hold back. Tell Jesus right now. Tell Jesus right now. Right now. It's the hour of prayer. It's the hour of miracles. It's the hour of signs and wonders. Your God is a mighty God. Zemolangaba satababori makate begepe. Entakose barida santa barala. Breska pom breska bela katebo. Mebresete babarakam bresamalaha. Lahambras evosete, mahambras aberatadia, mahambras sotete, bose tabela, bose membraila, bose matatetetetetete sotaba. It is your time. Everything that has been healed will be brought forth to light. It is your time. It is your time. Mondo satamande. Have you been talking to God about your job? And for a long time, it's as if there's been silence. Now lift up your voice and cry to Him. Saklera dos candado nebari, reba santa baraha balaila, zebra capeta babala hadaba santa babor. Hallelujah. I'm seeing some things opening. It's opening for you. It's opening for you. It's opening for you. Arise. Sign for thy light has come. Mokera zenga basanta baborama. Mokera babala mastadia presenta boro. Mokera babalanta baboriama. Hear the cry of your people tonight. Hear the cry of your people. Lift your voice to Him right now. All things are possible to Him that believe. Right now, we want to lift up to God the war taking place in Naka. That the hand of God will bring peace to His people. Lift up your voice. We refuse the noise of violence, the noise of wasting, the noise of warring. We decree that the gates of our city shall be called salvation and peace. We forbid the sons of strangers to take peace out of our land. Munda Setama. We give you praise. We say, peace be still. Peace be still. For he disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Now begin to pray about family. That the Lord will open up his presence over that family. Begin to rebuke the work of the devil over the lives of men. Over the lives of men. Rebuke the activity of the devil. Rebuke the work of the devil. Put to naught, bring to an end the government of the devil, the government of the kingdom of darkness. The devil must fail in 2013. The will of the devil must fail. The will of darkness must fail. The will of Satan must fail. Yes, it is time. It is time for the light to shine. For Zion's sake, I will not hold back. Call upon his name, seek his face. Ah, But in your time, in your day, the purpose of God will be fulfilled in that family, in that family. The hand of God will come down in that family. The government of the devil will be cut off in that family. Cry to him. The Lord is a strong power. That I just run it into it and I say, call upon him. Make all things all right. Round the place where the lights are shining bright. Jesus Christ, he will make all things all right. Yeah. Round the place where the lights are shining bright. Jesus Christ, you'll make all things alright, alright. You'll make all things alright. You'll make all things alright. You'll make all things alright. Oh, you'll make all things alright. 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 Simaraka sabalante malakama. Mira kodre na sailama. Mamara se da bose mareka jama. Oh God, you will make all things alright. 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 You will make all things alright.
You will make all things alright. You make all things alright. You make all things alright. You make all things alright.
You will make all things alright.
You make all things alright.
You will make all things alright. You will make all things alright. You will make all things alright.
Make all things alright. You make all things alright. You make all things alright. You make all things alright.
You make all things alright.
You make all things alright. You make all things alright. of things all right.
You make all things all right.
You to stand on your feet. We are going to do some war. The next 15 minutes. War. Because some things we break. You see, I'm seeing. My God. My God. Now listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. See, an angel just passed by now. There is a deposit, an impartation that somebody was receiving while we're praying. I just felt it now. There's an impartation, a deposit of God. Lord, we ask that you stretch your hand over that life. Perfect this impartation. Perfect it. 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 You see, he's pouring something now. He's pouring something now. He's pouring it. He's pouring it. Spouring it. Spouring it. It's pouring it. Your life will never remain the same again. He's pouring it. He's pouring it. He's pouring. He's pouring it. He's pouring it. He's pouring it. He's pouring it. He's releasing it. He's releasing it. He's pouring it. Yes, he's pouring it. He's pouring it. Yes, it's overflowing. It's overflowing. It's overflowing. Yes. Yes. He's pouring it. 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 Pouring it. He's releasing it. He's releasing it. He's taking that sickness away. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every sickness. I rebuke every disease. I rebuke it now. Go from them in the name of Jesus. He's pouring it. He's pouring it. He's pouring it. Take away that affliction. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. I curse it. I curse it. I curse that affliction. I curse that spirit of infirmity. I command you, go. 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 It's pouring it, it's pouring it, He's pouring it right now. Holy Ghost, pour it out. Like a river, pour it out. Now, all the ministers, let's do something. Just come. Just on anybody. Just touch them. There is a release. Nobody should go back the same. There's a release here. Put your hand on it. Lay your hands on it. Pastor Dixon, lay your hands on it. We don't have time. Make sure everyone is touched. Your right hand to me. Your right hand. Isobaleminata. Raina sokebati gadastebo. Mara igabade. Mara apres konda madi. Da usafua salabata. Compress. Address. Agante. Akutaba. Address kamena ite. Sika kwande makonda, sika fatamante kosode, sika preskantula, abatuna kade, iba mata, patagala, seklo pande, sika brane kabe, popadia, avasta mala, avasta teli, evrete mantota, abunda nakaya, sovena. Hailebo sakama. Baya kasi na kembo igabale mori ava. Siya balama. Baje konge nasi kupanda saba. If they have laid hands on you, just begin to speak in tongues now. Yes, that sickness is gone. Doesn't matter whether it's high blood pressure, HIV, diabetes, arthritis. I curse it in the name of Jesus. Holy man. See, I got it under my mouth. Utapasatabarabala. Everybody in the Masata. Oh, la la la. We see power. Now, God is not true. We are not all of you. You will succeed. Father, in the name of Jesus, let grace be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released upon your people. Let grace. Let grace. Let grace. Let grace. Let grace. Great 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 grace, great grace, great grace, great grace. Let it be released. Grace, 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 Lord, grace, grace.
Oh, yeah.
Something is opening in the realm. Abaleda no la bela, sala mole. Something is opening. It's opening. It's opening. The things that were impossible with you shall be possible. Ah,